China's annual parliament opened on Sunday, and it is said that it will implement the biggest government reshuffle. I talk with Alfredo Montefarello. He is head of the China Center for the Conference Board. Mr. Montefarello, why is it so important, this meeting?
Thank you for having me. Well, this meeting is important because it follows the 20th National Party Congress last year, where President Xi Jinping and also General Secretary of the CPC was appointed for a third time, an unprecedented third time at the helm of the party. Now, this meeting will also see a very significant reshuffle of top government positions. And so we will see who will be appointed for these government positions, who will be in charge of bringing to fruition some of the key development goals that Xi Jinping has set in his development outline, also known as Xi Jinping Thought.
Okay, and will he tighten...
In addition to that, I just wanted to add that in addition to that, of course, we will see some hints about the policies that China will pursue this year to normalize the economy, boost growth, boost domestic consumption, and stabilize the real estate market.
Okay, and will he tighten control?
So you see, it's not that it will tighten control, and I know that this has been in the media headlines, but of course, we expect a reshuffling that will lead to more people in top government positions who are loyal to his vision and to him personally. So I think that over the past years, President Xi Jinping has already demonstrated that he is in control of the party and, of course, of the development outline and development pathway of China.
So he will enter in your third term as president, as predicted?
Right. So even though it hasn't been confirmed, everything points that he will be able to secure a third time as president of the People's Republic of China.
So and what are the plans for the future? Because we can read that they predict an economic growth of 5%. How is it with the unemployment in China?
Well, China is not only dealing with unemployment. Unemployment actually is improving, the unemployment rate, I mean. And China has plans to create 12 million jobs in this year, which is above the goal last year of 11 million jobs. Now, unemployment is really affecting mostly the younger generation. So it is a problem, and they're trying to deal with that. But in addition to that, China is dealing with many other headwinds. It's dealing with subdued domestic demand, lower confidence levels. It's also dealing with the impact of global growth slowdown on its exports growth, and of course, the downturn of the real estate market. All of these are headwinds that in one way or another will affect China's growth in 2023, which is why the goal of achieving around 5% of growth in 2023 is actually quite in line with what other institutions expect, including the Conference Board. Our projections for this year is that China will grow 5.1%, and the IMF, according to latest projections, expects China to grow 5.2%. So it is not a very ambitious goal, because if it were to be a very ambitious goal, it would require a lot of stimulus. And China right now is not in a position to pursue big stimulus, because it is already it has already been supporting economic growth over the past 3 years of COVID disruption. So of course, if it were to pursue a lot of stimulus, it could exacerbate economic imbalances. Now, the government is aware of this, which is why, again, they decided to pursue around 5% of growth in 2023.
Yeah, and a lot of money will go to the defense budget as well. What are the plans there?
So the increase in spending and investment into military, I think it should also be seen in consideration of what other countries are doing. I don't think China is a country that is spending the most in military, but of course there is a objective to modernize its military. So a lot of headlines have been saying or have been signaling that this is because of geopolitical disruption, because of geopolitical volatility. Now, I do think that what's happening between China-US escalation of tensions or in other aspects that are of interest to the Chinese government is having an impact on their decision to improve the modernization of their military. But I don't think this has the end goal of causing some disruption in the geopolitical landscape.
Okay, it's not a race to be the best.
It's not a race to be the best. I mean, China, of course, has the ambition to become a world leader mm-hmm. in technology, in military, but also in more humane aspects such as people's life quality. Now, that's an ambition, and I think that other countries have the same ambition, and they are pursuing that ambition with clear policies. Yes. Now, whether they are able to achieve that, that's another question.
Mr. Alfredo Montufarello, thank you very much, head of the China Center, for the conference board. Thank you for enlightening us on this party congress.